love of friends.
כי זה צריך לעמוד ממש מול עינינו, אותה הצורה של הכלי הכללי, של נשמת אדם הראשון, שזאת הסירייה שלי, ובעצם שאני מגיע לרוחניות.
When I come to spirituality, it stands before me, and I understand how we come to the goal, but for the time being it's difficult for us. We have to renew the need for love of friends. How to come to love of friends? What do we get from it? Why is it so difficult? Why do we need to be in this constant struggle to reach some form of connection, some form of importance, and it constantly disappears and the connection seemingly breaks? I have to start anew. Again, obligate myself that love of friends is important, explain to myself again that I cannot reach the goal without it, and this goes every day and sometimes several times a day. That is the work. Even when we finish the whole way, we remember the stories of the students of Rabbi Shimon who feel a desire to kill one another. So just imagine with what kind of work do they come to the lesson. I have no desire to kill you, none of you, right, Niv? Right, see? So it's a sign that we're still small. When we grow up, we'll be able to feel even that. And then with what intention and how much power we'll have to overcome to start the lesson, well, let it come. For the time being, we'll study.
Without the flaw of shame.
That's what Baal Sulam wrote, why communists, socialists in Russia and other places, why they were unable to reach the realization, the success in connecting the people, because their goal was in order to reach connection, love, a cohesive society. So why not? And that's why they did not succeed. That's why Baal Salam says here that connection between people up to the level of love, this has to be in order to later reach the level.
Question, dear Rav. I see that he writes about a few points here. First of all, the exit from self, then to love of others, and then the quality of Lishma. Is it one point or is it a gradual process?
It's a process a person has to go through, but he has to care about these points, because it's not that he went through one point, then a second, then a third, like on a line. Rather, in spirituality, all these points repeat themselves and connect. That's why we need to always keep the ten and the center of the ten and the connection between everyone and the connection with the Creator, and all of this in a loop. It has to be constantly in our field of view.
Accelerate this process.
Shuv?
Again?
Um,
The work, the necessity to work in Lishma doesn't come to a person, but only after some exertion, a few years of exerting, and then he begins to understand that there is a special attitude from the Creator to him and from him to the Creator, and we need to organize this attitude. Then he begins to hear that there is a matter of Lishma. Lishma means that I receive the reason of the Creator and I follow His reason. I walk according to that above my own reason. Simply what I feel, what I understand, I put it on the side. I put it aside and I want to see the world as the perfect world. Why? Because the Creator is the one who is managing, governing the world. So I look at it with my eyes shut. The whole world is perfect. I open my eyes, I look around. Oh my God, what's going on in the world? I say, they have eyes, but they don't see. I see it this way because I'm corrupted. Not that the world is corrupted. If my eyes were not corrupt, I would have seen the end of correction, Garden of Eden, heaven. And then to take myself from my perception to the Creator's perception means to raise myself to faith above reason. Slowly. Accept it. Think about it. And gradually you will see how it's received.
Torah and Mitzvot. Are they in the group?
The regular people who engage in Torah and Mitzvot simply do it with their hands and in action with their hands. We do it with our inner desires. This is the difference between the inner Torah and the outer Torah. The internality of Torah and the externality of Torah.
Florida.
Yes, Rav. This power that a friend gains from not leaving the campaign, is this what keeps him in the campaign? What is it that keeps a friend in the campaign?
The friend who is in the campaign is held there by the upper force that connects him to the goal, and the friend feels subconsciously that this is precious, valuable to him, and he cannot leave. This is all done by the upper person is negligent. I don't understand.
It said in the article that a person can be negligent in the work. The question is, how much free choice do we have in this work?
I can't tell you how much freedom of choice. And to be negligent, yeah, he can be. How? Owing to his ego that is carrying him, that is pulling him outside. We'll learn about it. It's many details. That's why I'm not getting into it. He's being negligent. It means that he's not holding on to the friends enough, and that's why he's thrown. To scrutinize that, no one will tell you.
What is exactly that self-love that we need to relinquish?
You don't have to free yourself of anything. You don't have to throw out anything, only to rise in love of friends to love of the Creator. Don't disqualify anything. simply leave it alone. You have to work on the good and not break the bad.
Latin 2.
Latin 2.
Buenos, ¿qué tal, Rab? Y Cleo Lamy. La pregunta es, Rab, ¿usted podría explicarnos en donde dice que a una persona se le dan varios despertares, pero si la persona no hace un esfuerzo para conseguir...
Rab, if you can explain to us, when a person has some awakening, does he need to make some actions to attain it?
A man has to perform only one action. Connection with the friends in order to love the Creator, period. Nothing more, and it's all above reason, of course.
Mark 3.
I try to see the friends as corrected, but how do I see myself?
When I see my friends more corrected, I see myself less corrected. But I am proud to have such friends. I love them because specifically because they are so great, I can ascribe myself to them, relate myself to them like a baby who cleaves to the grown-ups. I also become a grown-up.
What should I do?
I need to see how they behave with one another, take an example from them, and also ask the Creator to give me such a quality that I would learn from them how they relate to one another, so I would also relate to them in this way.
A question from a friend who can't ask right now. He's asking, what is a broken desire with regards to the friend? How do I correct it? And how is it felt in the corrected state?
I must come to a state where all of my desires are in order to support my friend forward. With me standing behind him and pushing him forward towards the Creator. And I'm asking the Creator to bring him closer, and I'm right behind him.
Latin 4.
Buenos días, amado Rab y amados amigos. Rab, ¿podría explicarme la misbah, fe por encima de la razón, hace parte?
Good morning, Rab and dear friends. Is the prayer, the mitzvah of rising above reason, part of the 613 mitzvot you mentioned?
No. Rising above reason is not a personal correction, but rather a means for all corrections. All the corrections take place only in rising above, in faith above reason. This is the general condition, the main condition. PT 12.
Rav, toda rabba. Akshav kula bena baruch.
Thank you, Rav. All Bnei Baruch is here now, and I wanted to ask you how, through love between us, can we attain love of the Creator? What are we missing?
What we're missing is to reach love between us. To the extent that we have connection between us, not more than that, we can then reveal our attitude.
From item 52.
I just want to give a short introduction. Faith above reason means a degree higher than our current intellect, mind, reason, that we have to rise to, so that this faith, this perception will be higher than the perception in our own brain, our mind. It should be a sandwich. Down below is the level of my intellect. Above it is the level of my faith. And that's how I exist in these two levels. I let go of my reason, which is my reason, my opinion, my knowledge, and I go above it, which is called faith, but it's really the reason of the Creator, or faith. I want to see the world through the eyes of the Creator, and not through my own eyes. On my eyes, it is said they have eyes, but they don't see. Since I always see all the bad through my ego. And from the side of the Creator, we are in wholeness. And there's no problem to be in it. Hence, there are two levels, and they exist, these two. One is natural, to my own reason, my opinion, and this is above reason, the force of faith, the Creator. Let's see.
So, excerpt number 52, this is from Bala Sulam, from Shamati, concerning the right Vav and the left Vav. In any state one is in, he can be a servant of the Creator, since he does not need anything, but does everything above reason. It turns out that one does not need any mochin with which to be the servant of the Creator.
Meaning, if he's not using his own intellect, he sees, he understands life, world, everything. But together with that, he wants to accept the world as perfect. Not that they have eyes, but they cannot see through his ego, but rather the way it is outside of his ego. If he would be able to be outside of his ego, above his ego, the world would have been perfect. Meaning, we have this trick, this solution, special means by which we can always be not in our state the way I see it, with my eyes, with my regular senses, rather, how will I see it if I will be perfect? I'll be in adhesion with the Creator. And in spirituality, there is no time. It's not like 10 years later, I'll see it, I'll be in it. Rather, I'm already now, I have to determine that things are in this way. That's no wonder. Rather, I have to determine for myself that I am in a perfect world, that everything is 100% good, and the Creator is good, who does good to everyone, and I'm in the good state, the good world. This is the meaning of being in faith above reason. And additionally, I don't cancel it. I have my own reason, my opinion, where I see everything through my ego. And the world is corrupted. I'm corrupted, and this is wrong, and this, and this, and this. These two levels I have to have. I have to exist between the two, between faith, religion, and faith above. sorry, not religion, faith above reason, and no one can move me from that. Both of them are a perception that can be. As much as I can see and the bad is revealed to me, it's revealed through my ego, through my corrupted vessels. And how much, as much as I can come to justify it by raising it to the degree of bestowal of faith, then I justify the Creator in everything. Because it's impossible for anything bad to be in the world if there's only one force that dwells in it, who is the good, who does good. So it turns out that I have two levels. The upper level is the good Creator, the good world, and the lower level is where I still cannot see it, but only through my ego, which I did not correct enough.
How to see the world through the adhesion with the Creator? What is that?
Let's say that I'm entirely corrected. Because I'm adhered to the Creator, I'm entirely corrected. How then do I see the friends? In this way, do I have to see myself and the friends and be in it all the time, as much as possible? And what appears to me from this world, all those corrupt forms, it's revealed because my ego is trying to show me what he's feeling.
What does it mean, I am corrected?
You are corrected where you are, when you are in adhesion with all reality.
Yeah, but how is reality different when I'm in dvekut as opposed to the present state? I understand the present state. I don't understand what to yearn for. What is the reality in a place of adhesion?
When we're all corrected. How else? What does it mean, corrected reality? We're all corrected, connected between us and with the Creator. And this is indeed the correct form, but we simply don't see it. Moscow 1.
Еще вопрос от нашего товарища. Как в группе мы помогаем друг другу находиться в вере выше знания?
Another question from our friend. How do we help each other in the group to be in faith above reason?
In the group, we try to show one another that each one is in faith above reason as much as possible. How can we see it? According to this level of awakening and joy, the strength that each one is willing to give to the other. And you'll see how you suddenly feel the Creator helping you. He's among you and he's holding you.
Within reason, I see that the friend is suffering, he is sick. What's the point that is above reason?
If I discover that my friend is ill, then the point above this should be that it's the Creator who's giving him all this good, that he's correcting him. This is in faith above reason. And within reason, when I go back to it, then I have to see it in a way that it comes in order to heal, in order to help the friend. And then, as much as I can, I have to help him get well. What do we have? Ashkelon.
Hello, Rav. Is our situation determined in advance from above? Or is there something new that we insert through faith above reason?
Each and every state is determined only from above and from beneath, from below. We're trying to accept each and every state as coming from the good that does good. Latin 5.
Latin 5.
Latin 5.
Shalom Rab. ¿Qué significa recibir la paz del Creador?
Hello, Rav. What is the meaning of receiving the hello of the Creator?
The what of the Creator?
Maybe wholeness of the Creator?
The wholeness, the meaning is that I accept faith above reason. It's a degree of faith where I'm whole and complete with what I receive from the Creator. And even though that I feel this state as unpleasant, as not good, still I have to say that this is how it seems to me through my ego, that from above, from the Creator, I get only good things. But when this good later comes through my ego, I feel it as bad or as not complete enough. And therefore, I have to determine two states here. The one that comes from above, from the Creator. And the other one is that after it comes from above, from the Creator, that it passes through my ego. So I have above the ego and below the ego, behind the ego. This is what I receive. And I have to arrange myself in such a way that I want to be adhered to the Creator above my ego, to annul my ego as if I don't feel it. I do feel it, but I want to be adhered to the Creator, meaning even though that I feel bad, to be adhered to the Creator as if there is no bad in the world. And this is how I advance in faith above reason. We have to try to work in this more and more.
What he meant, if I see something bad in the world, it's as if I condemn the Creator?
The bad things I see in the world, I condemn my ego, that it depicts this bad. And from above comes the upper light. There's nothing bad in it. There is no bad in it. It's only my ego that paints all those bad things in the world in black on the white background of the light. PT 12.
Can there be spiritual work within reason or only above reason?
Spiritual work can be only above reason, and fix your mic. PT 29.
Thank you, Rav. Going above reason in the feeling, meaning to feel what is happening on a higher level. Is that it?
To feel how the world looks through the eyes of the Creator, so to speak.
Rav, this place of seeing all the troubles that come from the ego, we can already kind of grasp it. What do you find in delight and pleasure? Where is that grasped?
In faith above reason. I'm depicting the entire world to myself the way it is managed, controlled by the Creator, that there's nothing bad in it. Nothing bad in it. This is how I depict it to myself. And afterwards, I can depict to myself how the world looks. That the world looks bad as it passes through my ego. And to examine, compare these two levels. This is how I perceive reality. And last, Tel Aviv. That's it.
Thank you, Rav. If I feel resistance to connect, and I feel it within reason, of course, and then I'm supposed to act against my reason and go toward connection. How does that act elevate me? What happens here that when I go against my reason, how does it elevate me above reason? What is happening here?
Because you're going against your own reason. Against your own reason. You ask, you turn, you receive the reforming light, it elevates you to a higher level. That's how it works.
Yes, but I'm going because I do it because I'm told to do it, meaning I believe it'll happen. So I'm still within reason.
You believe in, you have faith in the sages, but that's not within your reason. It's the reason of sages that say that do this or do that and you'll succeed. You don't remain within your own reason.
When he begins to receive, he feels shame.
Otpam? Niv.
Again? Niv. She feels shame because there are the previous prinot before her. And there she feels how the Creator treats her with bestowal, how he thinks only about her, how he created her in order to fill her. And is constantly concerned only with her. And here she discovers that she is receiving from Prina Aleph in order to receive Prina Bet, in order to receive Prina Gimel, in order to receive Prina Dalet, in order to receive. She can't take it anymore. She feels how totally opposite she is from the Creator. And then she makes it tzimtzum. It is something that happens without her decision. She just feels the gap between her and the Creator, which is called shame. Meaning, he says in our world too, any person who feels he is given charity can't stand it, he has to justify it. Stealing is something else. But receiving, that everyone gives and he receives, it just totally humiliates him and degrades him. And Prina Dalet can't take it. That's why she does the Tzimtzum. The Tzimtzum is the first act of the created being toward
Dear Rav, the concept of zivug daka, I see that he mentions it here for the first time in item 23. Can you explain it a bit?
Of course, now I won't talk about it in detail, but the light that descends to Malchut wants to enter Malchut. Malchut repels it, right? So we have Or Yashar, direct light, Or Chozer, reflected light,
Or Yashar, Or Chozer,
and then there is, according to what it does, there is Or Pnimi, inner light. This whole act is called Zivug Daka, coupling by striking, or of striking. There's Or Yashar that comes, and there's a repelled light, which is a reflected light, and then it's received. So you have the striking, and through the striking comes the zivug. This is why it's called zivug daka, coupling by striking. You can't receive light into the desire unless through haka, through the striking, where I don't want to receive it from myself, for myself. But after I repel it, then I'm certain that it's not for me. I then receive some of it inside in order to enjoy. But my pleasure then belongs entirely to the host, to the Creator, not to me. If I want to delight someone, this is how I work. This is how all the kelim, all the spiritual kelim work. Each and every soul can receive only to the extent that it wants to bestow upon the Creator through the friends. Through the friends. This is what we learn. And it gives us great pleasure, but only because we want to bestow upon the Creator. Why? If I want to bestow, what am I receiving? You are receiving the greatness of the Creator, the recognition of the Creator, the feeling of the Creator, attainment of the Creator. This is what you're receiving. Let's put it this way. The greater the Creator is in your eyes, the more you give to Him, the more you enjoy. It all depends on His greatness in your eyes.
What's the composition of the masak, please?
The masach is comprised of the will to receive and the shame. Just imagine, it's as if you are standing in front of the host. He's giving you something tasty and good, and you're saying, I don't want it. I'm not hungry. You are hungry. You want it. But you're ashamed. Did you ever feel it? You did. Good. So you know what it's about. This is the shame. We're talking about people, not about anything else besides man and the Creator. There is nothing in the world.